You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
And now it's time for Stupid News.
It's so stupid and awesome.
Where we ask the important questions.
Are some people too stupid to live?
Why are people so stupid?
Are you effing stupid?
Here's Rumble.
Yes, it's Stupid News time once again. Stupid News proudly brought to you by the Funny Bone Comedy Club and Restaurant, presenting the comedy stylings of Faison Love. Faison Love, Friday through Sunday. The Funny Bone in Virginia Beach's Town Center. Log on to funnybone.com. For more information. Item number one in Stupid News this morning. Robert White, 67 years old, El Paso, Texas, passed away Friday night in the middle of a lap dance at a gentleman's club.
No.
He died doing what he loved.
I mean, that's got to be the best right there.
Yeah,
She's good.
Yeah, that girl good. That girl a little too good. Widowmaker.
We got another stiff one over here.
Yeah. Boy, yeah. He was at the Red Parrot. The Red Parrot Strip Club in El Paso. Employees called 911. He was taken to a nearby hospital, unable to be revived, died of natural causes. No further investigation needed. If you're the dancer, are you freaking out?
Yeah. No, 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 no. You're continuing to dance and just taking money out of his wallet as if he's, you know,
wow,
you perform multiple more dances. Hey, he still has 100 bucks in here. I'm going, whatever. How much is a lap dance? 10 bucks?
Good one, yeah.
Wait, aren't you the dancer with the heart of gold? You don't have any moral compass? So all dancers are going through his wallet?
No.
I don't know.
They're all money hungry?
I'm just saying the ones in Texas.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
No.
None of them here.
I'm sure they're all above board.
Yeah. Yes, come on.
They're not just money hungry.
No.
Do anything for a dollar kind of girl.
They should have checked his money afterwards, though.
Yes.
You know? Like, that should be the first thing that, after they, you know, write the time of death on the certificate, is check his wallet and see.
I don't know,
I think,
man.
That's what they do.
I think he spent all his money. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm sure there's video cameras everywhere in one of those respectable establishments, except for one darkened corner, which everybody knows about. Yeah.
So you show
in
up at
case
the funeral.
You require some relief.
You show up at the funeral because, of course, the obituary is not going to say how he died because they never do.
Nope.
So what happened? Heart attack? What happened? I get heart attack.
Yeah. By the way, the Red Parrot describes itself as the legendary full service gentleman's club.
Oh wow!
So is this good for business or bad for business?
Killed him. Done. Killed him. I got to know who the chick was.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, here.
Sapphire.
Yeah, man. Yes! Delirious. Fantasia.
Phoenix.
She rises from the ashes. Cheyenne. Yeah, here we go. Oh, come on. Oh,
as our porno blocker blocking
you. You got to be kidding me.
Really?
I can't get... Okay, wait a second. Two ways to skin this cat. There we go. Oh, these are just idiots.
Probably the cat.
Yeah.
I'm watching.
We're watching some video.
Oh, I'm kind of watching some strippers. It doesn't block YouTube videos is what it turns out. Hello there.
Sweet.
Yes. There they are. I wouldn't say this is legendary by any means.
No.
This looks like the standard.
No, I'd say that they, you know what, like a lot of fine restaurants, they must bring bread to every table because I'm seeing a lot of carbs in this particular video. Here we go. Would you like bread? Would you like bread with your strip, with your lap dance? Some bread? Maybe on their Facebook page. I was just looking for, I was kind of hoping they had a roster of the girls.
Yeah.
And we could speculate as to which one killed the guy. You are so freaking hot. That's item number one.
Item number two. A man who is in the mood for some fried chicken broke into a woman's home where he stole food and alcoholic beverages, according to police in Florida.
Oh, really?
Of course.
Yeah.
You could have guessed. They say, police say they've arrested 34-year-old Ronald Gregory Wesley after he was caught by the homeowner frying chicken and drinking vodka in her kitchen.
She walks in and he's making fried chicken and he's swinging a vodka.
She had gone to work for the day when she came home. During the time that she was gone, he went into her house, opened her fridge, took out the chicken, used a frying pan in her kitchen to make himself some fried chicken. When she came in, she found him frying the chicken, drinking the vodka. She told police that she picked him up and threw him out of the home.
Oh, my.
Then called police. They found him nearby and arrested him.
Wow.
If I get picked up and thrown out of a home, I don't think I'm going to stick around at home.
By a woman?
I think I'm going to take off.
I think he's very drunk.
Yeah, it depends on how much vodka.
Yeah,
he had.
I guess you make a good point there.
She might have saved him from poisoning himself with that chicken, because you know he was going to undercook it. If he's that drunk, right. You know he's not cooking his poultry all the way through. You know.
I like my poultry really pink in the middle, like
rare,
a good steak.
Rare like a steak, yeah. I've never had anyone break into my house, so I don't know what that's like. I've had many cars broken into, and I've noticed, I know how violated I felt. I don't know how bad you would feel coming back from work and having some dude just standing in your kitchen. Like, could you ever get enough door locks?
Oh, yeah. But if you could pick them up and throw
bigger
them out.
Bigger dog.
Yeah. Especially if, like, you've been thinking all day about the chicken. Like, you're like, oh, for dinner, I'm going to go home and I'm shake and bake or whatever. It's going to be so good.
I better
good.
Eat that chicken up because, you know, it's going to go bad pretty soon. I know you want to go to Chili's, but we got chicken. I got to eat that chicken. That chicken's going to go on me. Unless some homeless dude fries it up first, it's going to go bad on us. So. That and the vodka. I'm sure the vodka's going bad. I hope someone drinks it
right.
With their fried chicken dinner. Wow.
That's item number two.
All right, finally this. A 32-year-old guy named Matthew from New York has spent the last 7 months dealing with a nonstop stream of guys showing up at his house looking to get it on because someone posted a fake Grindr ad for him. Yeah. Now, Matthew is gay, and his ex-boyfriend is getting even by setting up this Grindr account. I don't know why Grindr doesn't take it down. I don't know what's going on here, but you would think someone with the ethical high ground that Grindr has.
Joke's on the ex, though.
Like,
it's an array of
That's
men.
Right.
You get to pick whoever, you know?
Non-stop.
Dude, if you're single and people just keep showing up at your house, you could that want to get it on with you?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
but
like,
I mean...
It's only you know, if you want to get it on.
Right.
Everybody has assumptions.
Line. Yeah.
You know? If there was a nonstop flood of guys that was coming to your house.
Right, but, you know, it might be annoying, but still, there's got to be some in there that I would have, you know,
really?
In my
that you would
days,
hooked up with?
Been willing to. There's got to be.
Yeah, but what's the percentage? Yeah. Like, if it's 2 out of 10, it's still very annoying that.
Well, maybe he's just exhausted. Yeah, maybe he's just exhausted.
How many
and
do
tired.
You have coming to your door now?
That's true. Why is this guy complaining? I'm with Shelly.
Me too. If it was
well,
chicks.
Here you go. He tells the guys that he has a fantasy where you overtake him by force.
Oh, this is on
so you want that?
This is on the Grindr.
Yeah. So right. you open the front door, the dude leaps on you.
Okay, somebody's going to jail here. Somebody's got to go to jail.
Yeah, when they show up, he says, so when you show up and I act confused, it's just part of my act.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, wow. Whoever did this, you're saying the ex-boyfriend did it?
Yeah.
Creepy. He needs to be in jail.
Matthew is now suing Grindr for allowing this to continue. It's like, dude, it's not me. That's not my profile. Take it down. Yeah. That's high moral ground like Grindr. An ethical business like Grindr.com. Grindr. How dare they behave in such a manner, friends? How dare they? Yeah, I know. You, Shelly, maybe he is. Hey, maybe Mr. Wright's been to his door a couple of times and left.
Could have been, but that whole force yourself on me thing is not good.
It's
not good.
Well, the thing is, I'm going to act like I don't know what you're talking about. Wow. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Here's where I live. I'm going to act like I don't know what you're talking
about.
When
I scream, I'm calling the police. I don't really
mean
it.
That's really
I don't really mean it.
What I mean is...
It's harder.
Now take me another way.
Somebody's got to go to jail on this one.
Yeah.
Those three stories are true.
And stupid.
And that's why we call it...
Stupid News.